Quake survivors return home and fall into limbo. New technology keeps Bible translators safer, and a former drug addict tells his story of redemption. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hundreds of Japan's earthquake survivors are still in evacuation centers with no signs when they'll be able to go home. But many are going back anyway. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer explains.
The problem is there's nothing there. The house may be still standing. The power has not been restored. There's no electricity and heat. It's still below zero in many of these areas. 65% of those population areas are over 60 years of age.
Palmer says these survivors are overlooked for help. BGR is responding through a network of national partners.
One of the things we've been able to do is find ways to help get hot meals, warm clothing, sanitary needs to those people who are without electricity and water.
BGR is doing more training, too. Why?
Basically, the gospel goes from a person to person, doesn't go from just the food and the water. Those things are important, but it's the people that we're working with that are followers of Christ, that are ministering and giving that cup of cold water, giving that word of hope.
Meanwhile, after the recent death of one Bible translator and the disappearance of yet another, safety is a concern. Bruce Smith, president of Wycliffe Associates, says technology is actually improving conditions for translators.
It enables teams to collaborate across towns, across countries, and across the world, literally, by connecting to the internet. And that reduces the need for people to be out in insecure situations.
Plus, in the midst of government-sanctioned internet shutdowns like the recent one in Egypt, translators can keep working via satellite with Wycliffe modem kits. The small solar-powered devices are revolutionizing translation.
Just with the teams that we connected, we estimate that each team will save somewhere around 2 years on average in terms of their total Bible translation time. 2 weeks ago, when we connected these 25 teams in Nigeria, we just saved 50 years of translation time.
All for a very low cost. Visit our website to help with more modems. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nationwide layoffs in Cuba have left many Cubans without jobs, causing uncertainty for many. They're searching for answers. Many are finding these answers in Christ. But there's a problem. WorldServe Ministries' John Dick says Bibles are the problem.
They are in very limited supply, and there are many, many Cuban Christians who do not own a Bible in the way that we do in North America.
WorldServe's trying to change that by distributing Bibles legally.
We do that working through the Bible Commission in Cuba, which is a legal branch. We are hoping this year and into next year be able to bring in a significant number into the tens of thousands.
Dick says it could take a few more months to nail down all the details. While prayer is vital to this, Dick says,
we have launched a campaign for funds for this. People can help with that even on our website.
You can read a lot more on this story as well as find a link to their website at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says a Vietnamese human rights lawyer and religious freedom advocate, Nguyen Van Dai, was recently released from behind bars after serving his sentence. He and his partner were convicted of propaganda in 2007 for their defense of a group of gospel workers. Ask God to fill Nguyen with hope and faith. He still has to serve 4 more years of house arrest. Ask God to meet his family's needs too, and pray that believers would remain bold in their faith. And a former drug addict is reaching out to would-be hopeless cases in Russia. Last fall, Sasha joined an Operation Mobilization team that works with at-risk youth. Since then, he's been working with orphaned teens at a vocational school. According to statistics, only 40% of them will escape prison or death from narcotics. Sasha was recently able to start meeting with students to positively influence them and tell them about Christ. Pray for more transformation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.